We heard in both our first reading and the gospel the great commandment. Now, we also hear that during weekdays as well, and I was thinking if we were to add up all the times that we have heard that great commandment, I wonder what we would come up with. So I'm thinking I'm 68. I know I don't look it, but I'm 68, and probably hundreds of times, not only hearing it, but reading it. So we hear and we read this great commandment again and again and again, and it's really central to the Jewish faith and the Christian faith because it's all about our love of God. It's a commandment, a commandment. And you may say, how can you command people to love? Well, you can, you can. And we get these commandments as a gift from God. So when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, he was bringing a gift to the people. What are the purposes of the commandments? Well, they're really to protect us from ourselves because God knows how we go astray. And so he's constantly giving us these commandments and the grace to fulfill the commandments, the practice of the commandments, so that we can do what we're commanded to do. So again and again, the story of Scripture is about God gives commandments and people disobeying and trouble ensues. And again, we go back to this great commandment and we've heard it again and again and again, and we're told you have to love God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole strength. Do we ever stop to think why these four ways of looking at it or bringing these four ways into this commandment of love? Well, if we look at the heart in ancient times was considered sort of the seat of life, the intellectual powers, the ability to do anything. So the commandment says, go into the heart, the center of your life, the seat of your life, and from out of that live this commandment, love God. So we have to do that. We have to go into our hearts. And St. Augustine, all the great saints talk about, well, what we're doing when we're praying is we're exercising the desire of our hearts. So we've got to keep doing that. We've got to keep saying, do I really desire God? Do I desire to be able to love God? And so that's that sense of going into our hearts. We've got to bring our hearts into this fulfillment of the commandment. We're told to love God with our minds. Well, you can think of our minds as sort of the intellectual abilities we have, the emotional abilities. And when I talk about emotions, I'm talking about the important purpose of healthy emotions because they help to engage us. When I desire something, when I am joyful, when I am grateful, you know, it's not just, yeah, I, you know, tick that off on my box, but it pulls something out of me. My emotional life, my desire, it kind of ratchets it up so that I want to go further into my love of God and neighbor. So again, we have to incorporate and engage the whole of our minds. You know, how mindless are we during the day? How mindful are we during the day? Do we make practices? Do we discipline ourselves so that when we find ourselves being distracted, we come back to the center and say, you know, it's about Jesus? Or do we purposely distract ourselves so we don't think about God, that we're going through Facebook, we're going through text, we're going through this, that, and the other thing, which pulls us away from our focus on God? So we've got to bring our minds into our love of God. We have to bring our souls into our love of God. And one way of looking at it, soul, it's not opposed to the body. In fact, really, soul, body are one. So if we want to really love God, we've got to bring our complete being into this love. Not just thinking about love, but acting on it. So God gives us the commandment, we receive it intellectually, and then we have to live it. We have to work at it. We have to do it. Again, it takes practice, and it's a lifelong practice. And then we're told to love God with all of our strength. Well, we had the responsorial psalm that said, you know, God is our strength. God is our strength. Okay, then that should be saying to us, my strength is from God. Therefore, what's my relationship with God? Do I depend upon God? Do I go to God and say, God, I am weak. I'm this, I'm that. I need your strength. And just as, let's say, we go on walks to be healthy, we go to the gym to build up our strength, we've got to do that if we want to fully obey the commandments. If we truly want to obey them fully, we've got to build up our ability, our strength to do that. And that's where God is our strength. He encourages us. He gives us his graces. He gives us his blessings so that we can live more deeply the commandment to love God fully and completely. So there's nothing mystical about this in the sense that we have to find a key to it or we have to read one more book in order to love God fully and our brothers and sisters. No, it's all laid out in Scripture and the teachings of the church. We're told, you want to love God? Yes, because it's a commandment. Here's how you do it. You bring your heart into it. You bring your mind into it. You bring your soul into it. You bring your strength into it. Well, what's left after that? That's everything. That's everything for us human beings. So all throughout our lives, we have to work at all those different things so that we can fully love God as we are commanded to love God. And again, it's really God doing the loving, and what we're doing is sharing in his love and giving it back to God and giving it to our neighbor as ourselves. So again, there's nothing mysterious in it. It's all laid out. But again, we hear these scriptures again and again and again. Do we take the time to review the scriptures? Do we take time to read the Bible? Do we take time to study? That's part of the mind part, that, you know, we have intellects. We can study scripture and go deeper into it. Do we pray? Well, that should be coming out of our hearts. Do we pray so that we can draw closer to God, so that we can know God's love and how God really activates in us his love so that we can fulfill the commandment to love God and our neighbor as ourselves? So it's an ongoing thing to the day we die. We're going to hear this scripture a lot more before we die. So to ponder it, to take it apart, to look at it, to see, oh, yeah, that's everything in my life. Am I bringing every component of my humanity? Am I bringing every component of who I am as an individual into the process of following through on this commandment to love God completely? And we do it not only as individuals, but as a community of believers. That's what the church is, and so we're supposed to be helping one another to do that. So again, it's not out there, it's not something abstract, but something very real that we work on. It's our beliefs, it's our practices, it's how we discipline ourselves, it's the time we spend in conversation with God, and then practicing our sacramental life, taking advantage of the sacraments so that we can have those blessings from God in order to fulfill the commandment. So if we hear these commandments again and again, the church is saying, this is important. And are you listening? And then are you taking it in and actually practicing love so that you can get better and better and better? So again, it's a commandment. We have to do it if we want to follow the Lord, if we want to call ourselves disciples of the Lord. But secondly, we also remember that really the ability to do it, the strength to do it, the insight to do it, the blessings to do it, they really come from God. So he says, you do your part, I will do my part, so that in fact, we're not looking at these impossible commandments, but rather commandments that are really shaped and conformed to us with God's help, so that we can truly live them. And as we live them more deeply, we're going to find out that our ability to live them more deeply grows, and our ability to love God and our brothers and sisters in the same way continues to grow and expand. So as we go out today, let's pray that we will take this commandment not as some kind of dry thing, but really a multi-layered commandment in which we're supposed to bring all parts of our very being into the commandment, understanding it, and then living it each day. So that word love is not some abstract idea, but rather it's a reality in our lives and in the lives of every person.